And we've just been joined by Jamie Carruthers. Morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Carruthers is a very sort
isn't
of, you know, should we call you Colonel Carruthers or no. Lord Carruthers?
Yeah. It's Scottish. I think that's why a lot of people don't know about that much. It's originally from Scotland.
Okay. So. Are you originally from Scotland?
I'm not, no. I've got ancestors, I think, who were, so I think that's so yeah. It's been passed down.
The line.
So you're based on the Isle of Wight?
I am based on the Isle of Wight, yes.
How long have you lived here, most of your life?
Most of my life, yeah, ever since I was 9. And I'm 23 now, so yeah.
Okay. And you got a really interesting story. You came in the other day to talk about the four-piece course. You're actually on the four-piece course. But you only started talking when you were about 4 or 5?
I did, yeah. Like I said, probably the best example I can say that I started talking about is because I think when I was about 7, I was diagnosed with autism and mild dyslexia. So I think that might have been partly the reason.
Mm.
But yeah, I couldn't really talk until I was about 5. And even then, I was just making noises, really. Or just walking around, just blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I was saying, really. But yeah, and after a while, when I actually started to talk, I couldn't stop. It was one of those things that kind of bumped off.
Can't shut you up now.
Yeah, that's, sometimes that's still the case. But yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah.
It is. Exactly, yeah.
Now, you mentioned last time we spoke, you're interested in the movies.
TV, film, most things in the media, really. And the creative side, I think.
Are you interested in, like, producing movies, making movies?
I have, yeah. I am. I mean, I've recently, at the beginning of my... So I'm at the beginning of this year, when I was at my final year at media, I did a 25-minute approx pilot episode for a comedy sitcom about it was about people with mild autism, ADHD, and things like that, experiencing work for the first time or work going to the job seekers. I mean, and just moving into a new home and stuff.
Is there a place where we can see that? Is that online?
It's on YouTube. It's on the internet. It's on Vimeo, yeah.
Okay. How can we see it? Where can we see it? What's
good? If you go on the internet, just type in unemployed pilot episode in brackets. It should be right at the top. It stars a couple of my friends, one of whom is actually from college or used to be from college, and stars myself as well.
Okay, I'm fascinated to see this. I really am, and the more we dig, the more that we find out that you're a very interesting character. Now, you're going to be on the four-piece course for the next, hopefully, couple of months,
more or less,
until you get bored and go
get fed up of us.
So we'll find out more as the weeks go on. But you can actually go onto that website and you can see the video that you've made. And
it was nice to see a website. It's on Vimeo, as I said. It's just a one video. Really.
Okay. But it's something that you made when you were at university?
At college.
At college.
Because I was at university for a year, but I didn't really like it. Originally, when I did higher education, I did 4 years of performing arts back when there was a level one course. 4 years. And I tried to go to Chichester University for performing arts or musical theatre, but I was pushed on to a music course and I didn't like it, so after a year I went back and I did media for a couple of years in a level 3 course, and yeah, that's how I made that thing, really.
Okay, so you do a bit of acting as well, don't you?
I am, yeah. I mean, yesterday I was at a rehearsal for The Witches, as it's going to be at the Apollo Theatre around December, beginning of December, and I've, funny enough, I've been cast as the waiter and a frog.
Hang on a minute.
A waiter and a frog.
And a fog.
Frog.
Frog.
A frog. Oh, you said frog. Frog. Oh, so you've got to be a good actor.
Well, I've got one
that
in my throat at the moment.
Oh, Marge Simpson over there, right? So that's brilliant. When did you start rehearsals?
Well, technically, rehearsals are starting next week, I think, but I'm not needed until the end of October because I'm only in the second half. I mean, it's not a very big part I'm in, but, it's...
It's a start, it's as they say.
I've been involved in theatre for a long time, ever since I was 4. And earlier this year, in February, March, I was Ferdinand in The Tempest. So right. That was quite a big part. And around Christmas last year, I was in another pantomime and I played the dog in Sherlock Holmes. I stole the show in that one, really.
Got a bit of an animal theme going on here, haven't we?
With the Apollo Theatre here in Newport, yeah, I seem to have, yeah.
So when you play the frog, have you got words or you just got to go ribbit?
Croak.
Ribbit. I don't know, yeah. All I know is I make movements. I don't know about anything else because I've only just been... Only yesterday I was cast as it, so I don't really know. But yeah, the waiter, as the waiter, I've got a few lines to say, so...
Okay, well, that's good. Have you learnt them already then? Or
no, I've only just was given a script yesterday. I'm starting to learn them. I'll go and look for them tonight.
Okay, looking forward to it.
I am. Yeah, like I said, I've been involved with the Apollo Theatre for about a year now, and I've had a bit of a lot of fun with them.
Okay, brilliant. I was going to ask you so many other things as well, but we're kind of running out of time. We're going to come back in the next hour, and we're going to be talking about the programmes that you would love to bring back.
As some mothers do have them, has been brought back after 37 years.
So what programme that is kind of disappeared, but you know maybe they should bring back? Which is there a programme that you would love to see come back?
Well, like a television programme or something. Mm. That's difficult to tell. I can't really think of any of them that have actually stopped off the top of my head, but yeah, it's quite a few things that I still quite like that are still going.
Okay, go on, name one.
I mean, I could say, you know, bring back the Inbetweeners, but you know, they've done a couple of movies.
I
love the television series, three series, they're all brilliant. Both films are pretty good, you know, what I think that is. I think if they're going to make another series, it just seems a little bit unnecessary. So, you know, I could say bring back the Inbetweeners, but I think they've had their run. I mean, I think it's a great series, and I love the movies. I've got them both on DVD, watched them multiple times. That always make me laugh.
There was a rumour that they were going to do it, and they were at university.
Yeah, well, which they might do.
I heard that.
I mean, it'll be great. Like I said, for me, when the first movie came out, I thought, you know, that's it. You know, that's the series come to an end. But then, of course, the US version came along, and I've only seen the first episode, and it's rubbish. So then they make the second movie to say, we've still got it here in the UK. Mm. So, yeah, if they make a third movie, that would be great, really.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, maybe this is where your directing skills comes in. Why do they just stick to those kids? They you know, the in-betweeners can be any child of, you know, those years. So they could go back and they could pick four more characters, surely.
Yeah, well, I think the whole... I mean, they could do something like that if they were going to make, like, a spin-off thing. You know, that would be interesting. But, yeah, I think for the actual in-betweeners, it's only based on those four kids.
Oh, definitely.
Adults, yeah, as they are now, because they've, you know, they're at university and stuff.
Okay, look, for the time being, thank you, and we should probably talk to you at some point.
It was a pleasure, thank you.
Thank you. That's Jamie Carruthers, Lord Carruthers of Scotland.
Colonel,
Colonel Carruthers. Got a nice little ring to it, isn't it? It really has.